You're listening to SBS News.
Mounds of fresh ingredients and lots of hungry mouths to feed. This is the Food Forever experience in London, a one-night event bringing together top chefs and unusual ingredients. Food Forever claims about 60% of the calories humans now consume come from just four crops: wheat, rice, maize and potato. And chefs say promoting crops that have fallen out of favour was the focus of the dinner in London. Chef Fashma Khan is serving pearl millet roti with her British beetroot raita.
I got this, the beetroot raita, to show how in my restaurant we do not fly in any vegetables from India. Because I know it's got the blood of farmers on it. Farmers are committing suicide at a very high rate. There's a huge amount of deprivation in farmers. The poor are getting poorer, while the West is buying our vegetables and fruits being made to a certain size. Yes, chefs are responsible. They're very, very irresponsible for not actually trying to figure out what is happening on the ground.
Pearl millet is a crop that's highly resilient to harsh climates and hot, dry conditions and is high in protein, iron and calcium. But despite this, it fell out of fashion in India in favour of wheat. Ms Khan uses pearl millet to make the flour for her roti because she believes chefs have a responsibility to look for more diverse and sustainable ingredients. Diner Eddie Noona is one of those experiencing the flavours on offer.
So this is the first time I've ever eaten pearl millet before. It had sort of this nutty taste to it. For me, it had a little bit of a kick as well, something I wasn't expecting. Like, as you get into it and you start tasting it, you have like this burst of flavor and it's like something you haven't experienced before, but it's really, really good.
According to the United Nations, the world's population is expected to reach 9.7 billion people in 2050, up from 7.7 billion currently. All will be expecting to be fed, but in the face of a changing climate, this could become more challenging. There are currently 30,000 types of edible plants still available, but we are only growing around 150 different crops, according to figures published by Food Forever. It's a similar picture with livestock, with an estimated 17% of livestock breeds at risk of extinction. Chef Tomasina Mears specialises in Mexican food and is trying to spread ingredient diversity by using a native heirloom corn for her crisp tostada and an in-season Italian pumpkin. She blames a lack of diversity on the food industry.
Sadly, I think food is relatively unregulated, and especially in countries like the States, it is controlled by very few companies whose only motive is profit. Now, if a public good, you can argue that food is a public good because it keeps us alive, is not regulated and profit is the only motive, then of course things like flavour and more importantly nutrition will fly out the window.
Chef Anjula Devi cooks at Manchester United Football Club, and for this dinner she's trying to show her visitors there's more to lentils than just the plain red variety. Her dal contains urad lentils, mung lentils and ahar lentils, which have been grown in India for the last 3,500 years, and they're highly drought resistant as well as being packed with protein, amino acids and vitamins. Marie Hager is executive director of not-for-profit organisation The Crop Trust, is trying Devi's dish, all served in a coconut shell. Ms Hager doesn't blame chefs or the food industry for a lack of diversity. Instead, she thinks the spark needs to come from consumers. If the demand exists, then the market will follow, she claims.
I think the change has to go through the consumers. The consumers need to tell the food sector, the food industry, what they want, that they want products that are produced sustainably, that have higher nutritional value. If consumers ask that from the food industry will demand that from the farmers.
Also on the menu are battered balls of munchak deer and Ethiopian bread made from enset, a member of the banana family. Enset is also highly resilient to drought, heavy rains and flooding. Bea Rollat is visiting the event to try some of the recipes.
I mean, there is that whole dilemma around we like to watch amazing and interesting food happening on television. Do we actually make the effort to eat it ourselves? And that's why this is a great event, because it's encouraging people to try new flavours, and it's definitely worth the effort.
The Food Forever Initiative is an awareness-raising campaign linked to the United Nations goal of achieving zero hunger and improved nutrition as part of its Sustainable Development Goals. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.